Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you're thinking about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. It's now time for a very mid-year edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we normally talk about games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on to your friends, which games to simply pass on by. But this week's a little different. Microsoft is going to be showing off the future of Xbox relatively soon. We're going to talk about how we feel about Xbox and Game Pass in general. I am Corey. I am joined by... I'm speaking really fast, aren't I? I'm Corey. I am joined...
I don't think you are. You're just flowing, man. You're in your head right now.
I'm in my, I'm thinking about the Prestige because we were talking about it. I'm freaking out. I'm Corey. I'm joined by the Game Pass Ultimate member. No, I'm not an Ultimate member anymore.
No,
he's not.
I'm tired of you rubbing this into my, in my face, man. My computer's dead, everybody.
Oh, that's right.
She finally passed away.
I genuinely keep forgetting about that.
She finally, like, it, I built her myself, my own two hands, and she finally blew up on me, and it's been sad. It's been truly, truly sad.
I bet you could still probably get some money for her corpse, though.
Honestly, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take out my hard drive and donate it to somebody.
There you go.
I just, like, yeah, just let them play around with it or do whatever they want. Like, it's It did me a lot of good for a long time. So,
the man who is suffering from a tragic loss that we've all felt at one point, Basher.
It is a tragic loss, but I look forward to building a new one.
Yeah, I remember when when Doom 3 came out, I had an old HP and I put a ATI 9800 Pro in it, and at that time, that was a good card. And when that card eventually died, I was like, you know, this was that the car, the GPU meant more to me than anything. And I was just like, man, this, you did some good things, card. And I still have it, actually. I couldn't bring myself to throw it away.
No, so it's really like you've seen many generations. You pushed through a lot of games. Like
you played Doom 3 that blew my mind, but you also played Unreal Tournament at a frame rate that I didn't think was possible. So we're here to talk about Xbox, though. Microsoft will be going. I probably should have looked this up before I started this episode, but I didn't. So you're gonna hear some typing. Summer Showcase Xbox, June 11th. I was a little bit wrong. That's a Sunday afternoon. They're gonna be talking about the Xbox Showcase as well as the Starfield Direct immediately following the Xbox Showcase. So, Sunday, June, Microsoft. Oh, Microsoft said it. I was like, I thought you just said Sunday, but now it says Monday.
Sunday.
So we are recording this not in June yet. But we've had, you know, recent interviews from Phil Spencer talking about things like Redfall, talking about what he expects from the Summer Showcase, and why they're doing like their own Starfield Direct and stuff like that. So the things that we know are that the reason they're doing their own thing for Starfield is because they think it's big enough, but also that's kind of what Bethesda usually does with their marquee releases, and Todd Howard gets up there and talks about it and all those things. This is going to be interesting, but do we want to start with how we feel about Game Pass, or they're obviously kind of intertwined, but do we want to start with what we expect from the showcase, what we want to see, like, how do we want to talk about this?
I'll tell you what I want to see, right off the bat. we have this is our yearly conversation, but let's cut to the chase. Game Pass is a fantastic service. Can't beat it. Not yet. It's not unbeatable, but right now it is king of services. And Microsoft is all about the service. I get it. Great. Moving on, make better freaking games. It is embarrassing. It's embarrassing to own an Xbox. Like, I mean that sincerely. The games they put out, first party or second party or whatever you want to call it, it is actually embarrassing. Like, it is to the point where, hypothetically, in a world where they didn't have Game Pass, this console would be the worst console of all time. Like, it is garbage, what they're putting out. See, and it consistently put out garbage. And that's what actually impresses me. Because you think, like Sony would put out like a Haze, and they'd be like, okay, fine. Here's the Demon Soul. You got it. But, like, Microsoft will put out Halo Infinite and be like, I bet I could do Redfall better. So now, I'm just going straight into the Starfall presentation. It is desperately needed that they do a Starfall-only presentation. They need to go deep into that game and show people what that game's about, what you can do in that game, the purpose of that game, because my theory is, I think that game is just as meandering as Redfall, but it's going to get all the praise of your regular Skyrim Bethesda game, because it's one of their more proper titles.
See, and this is where it gets tough, because you're not wrong. However, I want to point out, the last two releases we got from Xbox before Redfall was Hi-Fi Rush and Pentiment.
Hi-Fi Rush, correct me if I'm wrong, was well into completion of development before when they bought them. Wasn't that game already done, basically?
I don't know if it was done, but it was definitely in production.
Yeah, it was well, like, yeah, but and before that was what? Pentiment?
Pentiment.
I was not a Pentiment fan, but I respect it.
I said, so, you're not wrong. However, it's, I look at this and...
Also, it's, I'm sorry. Bleep that out. Also, it's Pentiment.
Right, and that's where I'm with you. In that, this is Microsoft's fault. But the narrative around the Xbox right now is it's not good. That's an understatement, but it's down in the dumps, and it's because of Redfall and because of these delays, and Starfield was delayed, and there's so much we don't know about Xbox and going forward. And they made this mistake of presenting Perfect Dark way too soon, Fable, Scalebound was canceled, like, it's tough to be an Xbox fan right now if you're looking at it from a Sony perspective of, like, all I want are the AAA games. That's what I care about the most. And I get there. That's a fair point. That's the way a lot of gaming consumers view it. But if you look at what Xbox has to offer from a value standpoint, I can still, with a clear head, say, yeah, you should buy an Xbox. Because if you want to play Forza Horizon 5, if you want to play Hi-Fi Rush, those are first-party games. But they've got a lot of great games. They've got Proteus. They've got Loop Hero. They've got Tainted Grail. Like, they've got all these games that you've probably never heard about, and the ones that you have that you can have a good time with. So, like, it's a truly weird moment for them in that, like many times in many Microsoft products, they seem to have lost their identity once again of what Xbox is. And part of that is because one minute you've got Phil Spencer out there talking about, and see, that's the thing. Phil Spencer takes a lot of hate, as he should, but also it's because he's having to wear so many hats And I don't really blame him. Everything he says is true, but people latch on to things that they find not to be true. And that's where, you know, you get the fanboy wars and stuff like that. So my point is that Xbox is confused. But you're not wrong either that it's embarrassing, because it is. But also they released some bangers. They've released some bangers. It's just they're not of AAA caliber. So it's unfair in a lot of ways, if that makes sense.
I don't care about your pentiment when you can't make Halo. That's the problem.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's essentially the problem. And you're absolutely right in how unfair that is, but I think it's more fair to say what I said simply because I'm speaking specifically about, let's say, a Halo. You know, like if you're giving me a pentiment and Halo's good, then we're not having this conversation. But you can't get your own games right. So now I have to rely on an indie. I have to rely on playing 18 indie games for the one to be good.
Yeah,
like
that's a realistic mentality that probably most people have. I unfortunately always come at it from like, I don't care what the game costs. I just want it to be good. But I understand that that's not the way the market works, if that makes sense. But yeah, so it's, they deserve everything that's happening to them. I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is
right.
Like I just, yeah. So that's kind of where I'm approaching it, but.
And I'm not bashing them for just for the fun of it either. Like, was almost a decade ago now at this point when we were doing your show. I was ragging on Nintendo very hard just because they were taking too long to release games and the games they released weren't the best. It always comes from a point of view of I love your console, I love your games. Give me the good ones,
right?
You know, like I own that first Xbox. Like I remember playing Jade Empire and Halo and all these great games when they're like, where did you go? And it's just as you said, listening to Phil Spencer talk, his latest interview was a bit heartbreaking actually, because they really do not. It's not that they don't have an identity. It's not that they don't know who they are. They don't care who they are. They don't care about the identity. Like, they're all in on Game Pass. They're all in on the service. Microsoft is the service now. As long as the service gets the numbers, then it's good. I truly don't feel like they. And again, like, I'm not trying to beat up on Spencer specifically or anyone specifically. It's, as a whole, Microsoft is seeing the numbers go up with their service that they put all the work into. So Halo can be released in the state that it's been in. So Redfall can be released in the state that it's been in. And the numbers went up, so right. We'll fix it later.
They also know they can't keep doing that, right? Like,
they don't know that. They've been doing it 15 years.
I don't really agree. Like, Microsoft, that's where it comes back to the identity problem for me.
Summer of Arcade was the last great hurrah.
Right. And I also think that people forget that, you know, the Xbox is a truly weird product. The original Xbox sold itself on being more powerful and the newcomer. It was you're going to play the games you already like, but they're going to be better, which I think they made good on that.
There was
certain games that played significantly better on Xbox, and it was the newcomer. So they were out there making deals because they were hungry. And then the 360 comes along and everybody loves the 360, right? They got lucky with the 360. Like, if you go back and watch what they originally pitched that machine as, it was basically a social media console. Like, granted, it was social media evolving around games, whereas the Xbox One had its whole TV thing. You know, we don't need to go through that. But Also, the best advertisement for the 360 was the PS3, a product that was truly bad in its inception. Not gaming centric first. It was a corporate product that they thought they could shove down your throat because it's Sony, you know.
Which they eventually did, by the way. But
they corrected. You know, they made their, you know, but Microsoft lucked into a lot of that stuff. And I know people are really harping on Phil Spencer and his saying, like, I can't just build. If Starfield comes out and is an 11 out of 10, people aren't going to sell their PS5s. That's a very true statement. And he's also said that us having great games isn't going to solve the problem. That's also a true statement. Because if you look at the history of Xbox, exclusive games is not the only thing that sold Xbox. I would argue that the identity of the console being that, yo, I'm cheaper, I've got exclusive games. Also, your competition is shooting themselves in the foot. Like, Microsoft lucked into a lot of those things. Luck is part of the game, though. Xbox has never had an identity, though. Like, their original identity of being power first,
that's I would say my opinion on that is their identity was very much the pew pew vroom vroom machine. This is where you go to play your pew pews and your vroom vrooms. Like, we have Forza, we have Halo, we have Call of Duty.
But people bought
machines just to play those games.
But that's not why they sold 85 million consoles on the 360.
I think they sold that because of the, like you said, the social media aspect around video games, that being the form of Xbox Live.
Right. But they also sold that many consoles because Sony screwed up.
Right.
Like,
and then so,
like, they still managed to sell, what was it, like 50 million Xbox Ones? Like, or was it 40 million? Either way, it didn't come close to the 360 number. I think 40 to 50 million is exactly where they should be in terms of their product, of the confused product, et cetera, et cetera. But something else I was going to say. The only product that came out of Xbox that I truly believe them was the One X. That product was very decisive of what it is and what they were trying to do. You're going to play great looking games from us and from third parties, and they're going to play best here. Very similar to the original Xbox, but even better. And that's by far their best product. But the problem was, is that it was also attached to the Xbox One name. You know, like, there was the Xbox One was a true identity crisis of, they built a machine to do one thing. Nobody wanted it. And so they had to sort of pivot it. And the One X was their, okay, this is how we fix this device kind of thing. And then the Series X comes out, and I truly believe the Series S and X are a great product. However, them coexisting is extremely weird. Like, you can't really brag you're the most powerful console when you don't have a significant advantage over your competition. And also when you have the quote budget box next to you. That's a truly confusing thing for me. And then also you've got the Game Pass side of it. Of Game Pass is a weird thing, but they sell it to you by being like, guess what? You're going to get all our games day one. And then they release Redfall and you're just like, I still want the service because there's awesome games that are coming out, but you're not doing your part that you should be doing. I'm very confused about what it's weird. The thing is, I can recommend an Xbox, but I can't tell you exactly why, other than you can play some good games on it. Like,
buy a Switch, guys. At this point, like, as much as I appreciate that interview, like, because he answered some very tough questions.
Yeah,
and he answered them honestly. And again, like, it's a bit heartbreaking to hear him say things like, "We can make great games, and it won't." Make the big difference that people are thinking it will make. And it's like, as he says that, I think about how companies like Sony and Nintendo were able to bounce back, not mostly because of their name, but because of their name, and you can trust that they will bounce back. Like, you're going to, like, at some point, you're going to get those titles that you bought that system for,
right? And it's
and the fact that he can say that with and be factual, it's and I'll say heartbreaking to be to be ridiculous. I mean, like, it really is, because, like, growing up on an with Xbox, it's like, you guys had great games. Like, again, I looked forward to Summer of Arcade a lot. Like,
yeah,
they had, like, you know, like, they were releasing games really good. Then Halo, even though it was falling off a little bit, it was still Halo.
Right, but that's because its identity, like, Xbox Live, I think, was the identity for Xbox.
Yes.
Far more than people ever realized. And that's not unique anymore. Like,
exactly.
They innovated on that, and then they just didn't know what to do after that. And so we've got all these hodgepodge of all these things, and it's just like, and that's the thing, is like, you people remember Halo, but the thing they talk about most is like, yeah, LAN parties. They don't really talk about the game. Like, it's like, it was the capabilities of what you could do with that game, and Xbox made it possible to enjoy them together, kind of thing. But now that's standard, you know, it's, they don't have their thing. They don't have their thing. Like, Game Pass could be their thing, but they're also like, that's a much harder sell, in my opinion, than online gaming or the portability with the Switch, or, you know, Sony has managed to make
just,
you
just be Sony,
right?
At this
right,
point.
Make you think that everything that they release is just like the
Sony's just
it's
Sony
a monument of achievement, and it's like the people that drink that Kool-Aid believe that kind of thing. But at the end of the day, you have a studio like Naughty Dog, and they're revered for, and they should be, because they're doing something unique in that space. Horizon Forbidden West, in my opinion, is one of the most disappointing games I've ever played. Like, but they still,
I wouldn't say ever, but like,
it's up there for me. Like, that game is truly,
really?
Yes, that game is very disappointing to me.
But it's very mediocre.
Right, but it's got that prestige on it of,
yes,
of like, this is a Sony game. Like, the production value through the roof. Don't not get me wrong. Like, there is some truly impressive stuff in that game. But from a game perspective, very disappointing. So, like, everyone's got their own thing, and Microsoft just can't find that thing anymore. But the thing is, I think they still can, and I think it still can be Game Pass. But
see, that for me, I don't. I get, as much as I enjoy having Game Pass, I don't want that to be their identity, because I feel like it's becoming. And again, this is just me talking about my feelings. I just feel like it's becoming an excuse or a crutch. Like, it is, because it's becoming a numbers game over a quality game,
right?
Like,
which is the exact scenario you don't want,
and I said this, like, before, like, when we first started this podcast, like, I hope it doesn't become quantity over quality, and it really starts to feel that way when you start releasing. Again, I'll keep going back to it. It's Halo. This is your baby. This is your, like, this is your child. You're going to release this in this state and be okay with it. Why? Because you're about to get 20,000 people sign up for Game Pass. Redfall, you knew the state it was in. You knew this was broken. You knew this was horrendous. You knew this was an absolute embarrassment. But you're going to release it day one, promote it day one, because you get 20,000 people to sign up for it. Like, this is what, and again, and they're doing it with Starfield as well. Starfield so far looks like nothing. Like, it looks like,
It's weird for them to be pushing that game so hard. But they're basically, they're living off of the prestige of Bethesda at this point.
Exactly.
And it's like, I get it, but.
Me too. But
yeah, yeah.
When you watch, and that's why that their conference, their dedicated conference, is so crucial to me, because if I watch that and still all I see is a high-res No Man's Sky, like, I'm out. Like, there's no reason. Like, I'm out in the sense of, like, having any hype for it. Like, I'm going to play it for this podcast. But if I didn't have Game Pass, or if I had Game Pass and was not doing this podcast, I wouldn't even download it, because I already know what it is.
Yeah, and it's Starfield will be truly mesmerizing just to see what it is and what it does, kind of thing. But it's weird. Like, and it's. the joke with Xbox always is wait till next year. You know, I've been wrong 2 years in a row to where I said 2 years ago, I think it's probably time to start seeing, you know, some of these things, some of the purchases that they got, you know, in 2017 is when they bought like five or six developers, and the Bethesda thing was what, 2021. I said 2 years ago, I was like, tease us a little bit with that. Like, you know, what you got going on there? And they didn't do that. And I was like, okay, well, I was part of the joke then too, of just like, okay, well, it's gotta be next year, right? And we had that talk. I was like, this has got to be, I want to see what they're doing for the next 3 or 4 years, blow it out. And then they literally went, we're only going to show you what we're doing for the next 12 months. And I was like, okay, oops. I'm like, called that one wrong, but this is it, right? Like, this has to be the one, right? Like, I'm setting myself up for failure on this, but.
But here's the thing though. Like, each time you said it, I agreed with you because it makes sense. It made perfect sense. Like, why wouldn't it? You bought 30 studios, six, 7 years ago.
That was 20. Was that 2017?
It was a while ago.
Yeah, I'm gonna look this up.
You bought 30 studios, guys. Like, where? It almost feels like they bought those studios to help out with other studios, as opposed to making their own games.
2018. Like,
okay.
So a little bit better, but not really. Different, but the same.
Like,
it's been 2018, and I get it. Some of those studios were already working on things. Who did Wasteland 3? I can't remember.
I like that game a lot.
In Exile did Wasteland 3. So some of the people were working on games. You bought Dead Labs, and they just released State of Decay 2, and we know they're doing State of Decay 3. Like, there has to be something that these studios are working on, and I hope it's not a Redfall situation. But like,
but
if they don't blow it out this year, I'm genuinely confused, because
my question to you is, do they even have to at this point? Because again, I think, I may be reading too much into it, but just that. I watched that whole interview and just that comment alone is sticking with me very, like, it's a lot. Just, even if we make good games, it wouldn't make a difference. And it's like, to me, that states like, well, it doesn't matter if we release, who cares about Fable anymore?
But we know that it'll
come out
when
it comes out. Like, but who cares? It'll come out if it comes out. Who cares? And the quality doesn't matter. As long as it comes out, it comes out. Like, that's what it's starting to feel like, as opposed to, let's make the best Fable we can possibly make. You know, like,
but see, that's that part of him talking out of both sides of his mouth, because again, what he said isn't wrong. Making AAA games, good AAA games, will not solve all their problems, and it won't.
True,
it will not. Won't, say right. that. But the problem, like, right? I don't want to say like, bro, work on your PR, but like, bro, work on your PR, like. Because the average person is going to hear that and just laugh at them, and they're going to go online and they're going to go on NeoGAF and say, LOL, you know, like,
right,
that's
exactly
what they're doing.
Right.
And, but again, he's not wrong. They've got far more problems than just that, because you have to do more than that. However, that's still part of their plan. It has to be, right? Like, it has to be. They've already, they talked about Perfect Dark. We don't know what Coalition's doing. They're doing a Gears game. Let's be honest. Like, so, like, they're not, again, are they naive or are they stupid? And it's, I'm leaning towards more naive, but all, it's just, I think I was realistic when I said, like, this is the year they had to blow it out. However, a couple years ago, and I was like, but I expect their version of them blowing it out to be very okay. And that's how I always felt. I was like, they don't have too many studios. Like, it's too soon for some of these. However, I expect them to tease some things, but like, we are approaching 5 years since a majority of these studios were acquired. Granted, some of them shipped games. I get it. But things have also taken way too long. Like, Forza's taken way too long. Hellblade's taken way too long. Like, you've got to have something to show for it. And they've said many times that their goal is to have a major game every quarter. That's four games every year. AAA. These are the crown jewels of Xbox and Game Pass. Like, he said that before. Again, it's talking out both sides of his mouth. But that's the strategy. You've got to show them then, right? Like, they have to show them sometime. It's got to be, like, if it's not now, then when? Like, are can they really go another year without doing that? But then again, like, I get where he's coming from of like, I don't want to show games too early because then you get the perfect dark situation or the
thing. Exactly.
Like, so it's, again, everything he's saying is true, but you've got to come up with a better strategy. And it's, I'm truly like, I'm going into this conference, whatever you want to call it this year, the showcase of just like, okay, let's see what you got. Like, it, my expectations aren't low. They're not high either, but I'm just like, if you really screw this up, this, like I said, with Redfall, this could be the infliction point of beginning of the end. Like, that's, that sounds hyperbolic. And I know, like, I'm feeding into like the negativity online and stuff like that, but like, I truly feel that way of, not that it's going to happen next year, but like, if they don't figure it out really soon, I don't know what the future of Xbox looks like. And that doesn't mean it goes away, but it's, I'm truly confused on what's going to happen.
So my fear for Xbox is a sort of a replay of the past, you know, like, it's just as you said, the 360 era, they really stood out because they provided a service to console players that before then just was not available, especially on that level. Game Pass as a service is wholly unique simply because it's the only thing doing it.
And I know I know somebody out there is going to be like, well, they have PlayStation Plus. You're correct. And I understand that recently they've released some quote bangers on there, and they have. However, they're still vastly different services. I understand that they fall into the same category, but the idea,
it's not Game Pass, right? Service.
If Sony came out and said, we're also releasing day one games on Game Pass, people would talk about it. That is the key differentiating factor. And that's a big enough factor that it makes them different services and different strategies. So
exactly. Therefore, building off that, if Sony or even Nintendo or any of these major publishers or studios were to start their own competing service, that is when you start getting into Microsoft, what can you do for me now?
Right. And I think Ubisoft and EA both have that on PC, but it's vastly expensive. It's like $20 a month kind of thing.
Right. So, and plus it's EA and Ubisoft, and right. They don't, nobody likes their games anymore anyway. But that's when Xbox is going to be truly in trouble, in my opinion, because up until that point, because even Starfield, right? That's the name of it. They're going to be okay with that because no matter how bad that game is, no one's going to call it bad. Not the first year or two. It won't be okay to call it bad. It'll be Fallout 4 again.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to be, we all know, we've all played Fallout 4. We all know it sucks. We all knew it sucked when it first came out, but none of us said it because it's Fallout 4. We were waiting for Fallout 4. We finally got Fallout 4. This is Fallout in space. We've been waiting for Fallout in space for a long time. We know it's going to be mediocre at best. Glitchy, for sure. Broken, absolutely. But we're not going to rate it under a 7.5 or an 8.
I wonder if that has that illusion or that picture of Bethesda, does it still hold that weight?
We might find out depending on just how,
right, what that game actually is. Yeah.
Yeah, if they release a No Man's Sky with guns and people eat it up still, then yes. But if people see through the veil this time around, it's going to be very interesting, especially considering Microsoft spent so much money to buy this studio.
Right.
Just for them to finally start to suck. Or not finally start, but for people to finally realize
their luster is no longer what it used to be. Yeah.
Like, what a terrible time to buy a studio.
But also, that at whoever at Bethesda called it was like, yeah, I don't know. Next 5 years looking kind of rough. Like,
yo, like, for real.
I don't know what we're going to do. And then Microsoft Spencer's like, what if we just buy it? And he's like, yeah. You know, yeah.
The most genius move of gaming history. Right. That would be it. But honestly, like, that's kind of where it's at, because upcoming, like, for Sony's outlook is like, they got quite a they got noteworthy exclusives coming up. So it's basically, again, it's the same fight it's always been: noteworthy exclusives versus the Xbox's sort of
shotgun
service
approach
at the time.
Yeah,
like, yeah. So I guess, in my opinion, in the core public opinion, I think Sony's still going to take the W, simply because they're releasing like a bunch of Final Fantasy VII's, like, in the
right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, this year
here
alone, yeah, they still have Final Fantasy 16, Spider-Man, and I think there's something slated for Q4. I think it's the Last of Us factions multiplayer thing,
which I'm actually looking forward to playing, because, like, I didn't like the single player of Last of Us 2, but the gameplay kept me going.
Yeah, for sure.
I like that gunplay a lot. So,
and that's, yeah, and it's I don't ever want to feel like I'm underselling Sony, because I understand what they do is extremely great, but I'm not oblivious to the fact that, like, people love to call, like, the Nintendo bump of, like, well, Breath of the Wild right. really wasn't yeah. that good, but it's got the Nintendo bump, and it's just
exactly,
like,
yeah.
It's like, no, it's very easy on the outside looking in, but Sony gets the same treatment then. Like,
Sony gets the Sony bump all the time.
Right, so, like, if you want to get, it's, that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, so I'm with you in that, like, this is Sony's game to lose, which just makes it far less interesting. You know, like, they're doing what they need to. Like, they're doing what works for them, you know? They're not really taking any risks right now.
Right.
And that's fine, you know? Like, they do have PSVR 2, which doesn't seem to be doing that great. So, again, maybe that's their risk, and just because they're not really, I don't know. There's nothing about PSVR 2. Like, it's a very impressive piece of hardware, but the games just aren't there, you know? So, it's that's the solution. Build better games, you know? And it's, although then, Microsoft can't do it. Anyways, I'm
right, exactly.
But, yeah, sorry, continue.
No, but it's interesting to see how, as the years go by, we're still in the same situations. You know, like Sony refuses to put out a decent service. Like, PSN Plus is still just not a great service.
I said it's fine. Yeah, it's confusing as a consumer, because it's like, maybe confusing is not the right word. It's a weird sell, because there's some good stuff on PSN Plus. Like, their premium tier's stupid. That $18 tier, that's dumb. The $15 one, there's some genuinely good games in there. Like, they just added the new Ratchet and Clank. And, like, but it's strange to me, because they put so much emphasis on their exclusives. It's like, any time that game hops into that library, it does have that Game Pass effect of, like, I'm just going to wait for it on Game Pass. Like, I'm kind of having that feeling already with Sony stuff, because I didn't really love Ragnarok at all. I thought it was totally fine. I'm super disappointed by Forbidden West. Like, I'm kind of like, you know what? Maybe I'll just kind of hang out until it eventually hits PlayStation Plus, you know? Like, that's a weird thing for me. If you have so much prestige on your games, like, and you're specifically going out there and saying, like, we're not doing what Microsoft's doing because we think our games are better than that, so we're going to wait a year to do it. It's like, well, kind of the same thing.
It's exactly the same game, guys. You're just waiting.
Right. You're making more money. I mean, like,
in which case, guys, Sony just upped. Give it all those tiers, make the monthly cost way more expensive, and drop Ragnarok and Final Fantasy day one.
Yeah, that's where I'm at with it. I'm like, dude,
just up the price.
Right, I'll give you $20 a month for that. Like,
I mean, if I'm getting Final Fantasy VII, Rebirth. That Last of Us multiplayer, but yeah, Rebirth, that Wolverine game's coming out, made by that studio. I forgot what studio's making it. I think the same as Spider-Man studio, right?
Insomniac, yeah.
Yeah, Insomniac. I imagine that's going to be pretty fun. If you tell me I'm getting all those day one, I'll even give you... talk to me. I might even give you 30 a month if you drop more games right. In general.
Yeah, if you could truly hit some type of cadence, I could maybe give you more than 20. I think 20 is probably where I do it, but I'd entertain 25.
Because they do have the quote unquote premium AAA experience.
Right. It's the HBO effect. Like,
right.
It's not gaming. It's Sony. You know, it's PlayStation.
They
should run with that. Sony, call me on that one.
but going back to Microsoft, like the service is so good. I'm very satisfied with the service. I'm more than satisfied with the service. Truly, I am. Like when people come over, when people stay over, and they want a game, I'm like, let's go to Xbox. Scroll through this entire list, find something you like, download it. Like, it's queue it up, we're good to go. My issue now is they're so knee deep into the acquisition game, like as Microsoft tends to do. And then they're so focused on the numbers, I just feel like I want them to be able to also focus on creating that premium Xbox experience again, because I hear what Spencer says and I agree with him. He's just spitting facts. At the same time, you guys still have like this system still has like a heart in it that could put out some good stuff if they really just give half a crap.
Yeah, and it's. Like I said, it's a joke, but I'm also semi-serious of like, this has got to be the year. Like, the Activision thing isn't getting approved, most likely. You know, the CMA shot it down. Truly surprising. So...
I thought it went through in Europe.
It did, but the CMA didn't approve it. That's a weird European thing.
Okay.
So, like, the deal isn't dead, but it's close. but they've also... It's not happening this year anymore, kind of thing. Even if by a miracle it goes through. That's a whole different topic. I don't really want to talk about it anyway. I don't think it matters in the end, but it also doesn't. It doesn't matter right now. So, like, we know Perfect Dark exists. We know Fable exists. We know Forza exists. Hellblade. What am I forgetting? Coalition, they're doing a Gears game, right? State of Decay is an announced game. We know Contraband is a third-party exclusive. Like, if they don't have significantly the PR version of this is the most exclusive Xbox showcase ever.
Like, seriously.
Like,
seriously.
That's what Phil Spencer says every year, right? But this is that time where it's going to bite him in the butt, because, like, if they do not have that, the Series X and S are forever tainted. Like, you have to wait till next generation and start over again. Like, that's
that would be nuts.
Right.
That would be absolutely nuts, dude.
You've got to show us all of those games, and they've got to look good, but you got to drop some surprises in there too. Like, is the Kojima game ready? Probably not.
Come on, like, drop my Kojima teaser. Like, like that alone saves your show.
Like, you just and it's what's id doing? You know, what's id tech doing? You know,
what is doing? Like, come on, like Doom came out 7 years ago, guys. Let's go.
Right.
Like,
it's just something. You got all these teams, and it's you bought Double Fine. What the heck's Double Fine doing? And
did they just do the? No, they didn't do
they did Psychonauts. They did, yeah, but that was two years ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, so they're still cooking then.
Right.
I'll expect to see them, but. Maybe a teaser. What do you call it? Just like a teaser shot, like a teaser
something.
Teaser title.
Something, and it's truly baffling that we're here. And you know, Redfall is the black eye on everything right now. And it's just because, man, like, that game should have been canceled. And you can listen to our Redfall show if you haven't, of why we feel like that. But like, That game should have been canceled. So, and I don't really blame Microsoft for that one. Like, that probably seems stupid, but at the same time, it's just like...
Someone lied to them. Someone lied to someone higher up. Right, exactly. Like, that's my theory.
They should have been paying more attention, for sure. However, acquisitions take time. Like, I believe him when he says, like, they're not as, Bethesda's not as integrated as you think they are. And it's not too surprising. It's a major corporation. You know, Google bought Fitbit years ago, and they're still not integrated. You know, like, it takes time because roadmaps exist, projects exist, you know, like, it's going to take time. That still does not excuse Redfall in any capacity, but it's a huge black eye on the legacy of your console because you've made such a big deal about not only Redfall, you closed one of your summer showcases.
Right. That's right.
With Redfall this is the next Arcane game. And it's just like,
that's right. They did that.
It's like, okay, so that's your own fault. It's on you. It goes back to that, like the conspiracy theory, not even really conspiracy. It's like, that's why they released that game, right? Like they had no problem. I shouldn't say no problem. They took the PR hit for canceling Scalebound. People are still upset about that.
Release the Scalebound cut, guys. That's like, seriously.
What if they do that?
Like, that game was like, what they showed that game, like, it was kind of done.
It looked pretty mediocre.
But it looked like a good mediocre.
It looked better than Redfall. I can tell you that much. But what if they did? What if they brought back Scalebound?
Just do it.
What if they did it?
Just do it.
But it's strange to me that they were willing to cancel the deal with Scalebound because they couldn't, you know, the rumor was basically it's like it just wasn't coming together. Like they just could not hit their milestones the way they wanted to.
But how do you figure that out? But not on Redfall.
Exactly. So it's like, but Phil Spencer even said, he's like, Arcane did not hit their milestones the way they wanted to. It's like, then why did you release it? That's the truly baffling part that I don't understand. It's like, you canceled Scalebound. Not that Scalebound was, you know, Scalebound could have been terrible. Who knows? But Redfall is truly the most baffling release I've ever seen in a AAA capacity. I do not understand it. So it's hard to not feed into that negativity of like, you guys kind of don't got your stuff together over there, huh? Like, so there's so much riding on the showcase now because of Redfall that they honestly probably don't deserve, but it's their own fault. Like, it's absolutely their own fault. So I don't think there's any way if this showcase is not the best thing that they've ever put out in terms of PR and entertainment and selling you on Xbox, I got nothing. You know, like I'm still going to continue playing Game Pass games, but in terms of you as a brand, you've got a lot of work to do. Like, that's when you got to start shaking things up just to shake things up. You got to get rid of Spencer, you know, and I don't think that's the right answer, but you got to do it for the PR sake of like, things are not good right now and we've got to make a major change. And I don't think Phil Spencer should go because I think he has a smart mind for this business. It's just, again, he's trying to play so many angles of it. And at this honestly is probably a bigger Microsoft problem as well. If you look at Windows has an identity problem as well. So,
yeah, true. Yeah. I mean, if there's one thing I hope Microsoft gets in this upcoming showcase is, I hope they really look. I get it. They're going to sell Game Pass. They should sell Game Pass. They are going to sell Game Pass. But get people hyped for video games again. Right. Like the service, we get it. It's a service. The service is doing well, but get people hyped for just flat out video games right now. Because I mean, somehow, some way, Sony is staying afloat. I mean, the PlayStation brand saved the Sony freaking company, and all they did was make good games. This all like to Spencer's point, the PlayStation brand saved this whole Sony company, and all they did was put out a machine that made good video games. Like, it can work. You just gotta walk into Bethesda's office one day and go, how's the Starfield looking? That's looking pretty fucking terrible. I mean, excuse me. How's Starfield looking? That's looking pretty terrible. Let's push that back a year.
They did that already.
Well, push it back another because right. dude, Starfield cannot be mediocre.
Right.
It almost cannot even just be good at this point.
If Starfield does not have the Breath of the Wild effect, if it does not, it needs to be a landmark game. I don't know if that's fair, but again,
it's not. It's really not. The situation but they put themselves in this position.
And the thing is like, if it's not Starfield, what's it gonna be? And I don't think there's any trade. You know, they don't have any IP. Except maybe Halo.
Yeah, like they do.
They don't have an IP. Like if Sony comes out and says, "Yo, we're making Last of Us 3."
Right.
People are like, "Okay." Like that is a hype enough announcement that they don't care when it's coming out. But for Microsoft to come out, like they've tainted their brand so much of just like, "Hey, we're making another Halo." People are gonna be like, "Yeah, I don't care." Like there's still gonna be people like, "Okay, fine." Like I'm excited about it because it's Halo and I'll play it. But like, you know, in my opinion, Gears is a much more sellable franchise at this point than Halo.
Please give me a good Gears. Like if they give me a good Gears. If they announce a good Gear, if they show me a good Gears that's reminiscent of that first Gears, and it gives me the chills like that first trailer gave me for the first game, you're winning me back almost immediately,
right?
Because Gears is that good,
yeah.
Oh, can be that good,
for sure. Yeah. So if we had to pick a game that we haven't seen before, we know it exists, doesn't exist, you know, what's the game that you're looking forward to, that you want to see from them?
That's a good question. You go first, let me
yeah,
ponder
so
that.
For me, like, oddly enough, I think it's Fable. And I think that's because I'm curious because Playground Games don't make Fable games. They don't make games like that at all. However, they're extremely talented. They're an extremely talented developer. Granted, we've only seen one type of game from them, but I think Fable had a lot of potential and it just never could quite get there. I understand why people love Fable. I understand why I never loved it, but I think it's something that I could love. And I think a fresh set of eyes, a fresh start, I think Fable could be absolutely incredible. I do. And I want to see what that game is, what it looks like through the vision of somebody else, a new team, new hardware. You know, like we haven't got a Fable game since the 360. Like it skipped an entire generation. So I'm excited to see that. And I'm going to cheat and say I'm a Gears guy. I've always been a Gears guy. I like Gears 5. I know some people were on it. I agree that Gears 4 was a extremely okay entry. But I'm always going to be excited for Gears, and I'm excited to see what the Coalition's working on. They've been working on this game for a long time. They've been working on Gears for a long, long time. And so I'm excited to see what they have. And that last game, while it was mediocre, it ended on some real... They took some risks in that game. They took some story risks in that game that were interesting, and I want to see what that team's got, what they're going to do with it.
For me... I don't think they can do Fable well at this point. I don't think they have anyone there to oversee Fable in a way where it would be what it once was or what it once could be. But I do have faith they can make a really good Gears game. I would love a really good Gears game to come out of this. My shot in the dark, though, if they could show me like a prototype 3, I'd be kind of hype.
Was there a prototype 2?
There was a prototype 2.
Was there really? I missed that one. I'm trying to think.
Yeah,
like,
prototype 2 was when you fought the guy from prototype 1.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, I remember that now. I played that game. Crap.
I think with this hardware and where we're at just in gaming, in terms of like people loving their open world stuff right now, I think a Prototype 3 would be, could be a banger, especially after you screwed up Crackdown.
Right. Okay, hear me out. What if Banjo-Kazooie made by Double Fine?
Should you take it from Rare?
Correct.
That's an upgrade at this point.
I like Sea of Thieves. I'm just... It almost makes too much sense, right?
That... Because what is Double Fine doing anyway? Yeah, just, yeah, they can do something like that. Yeah, because what else are they working on?
Psychonauts 2 is...
That's very good.
That's a phenomenal
very
good video game. Yeah.
Very, very good game.
I'm just saying. That would be an announcement for me. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm on board. You know? So, and I want to know what id's doing. Are they doing Quake? Seems like they're doing Quake, right?
I mean, honestly, what they need to do to get everyone back on board.
Crossover Halo.
Why wouldn't you do that? That's on some board somewhere. It only makes sense.
If that does not happen in our lifetime.
Bring back Mass Effect.
EA is already doing that.
Yeah, but like that was the Microsoft's like.
Are you saying lock it down?
Yeah. Bring it back on the Xbox console. Make it exclusive for a year or two, whatever. But that's what they did the first time. The only reason, I think that's the only Microsoft, it's not their IP, but it's the only game that was on the Microsoft console that blew up and went everywhere else. As opposed to.
Yeah, maybe. But I think BioShock was probably.
Oh yeah, BioShock 2, that's right.
Yeah, I think Dead Rising could have been that game, but it was too early.
But they're already redoing System Shock, I want to say.
That would be a good play. If you're gonna money hat something, I think Mass Effect is a good one. Yeah.
Like legit tease a new trilogy.
I could get behind that.
You
know what? And I say BioShock might be another one. If you're gonna go third party with this exclusive. We know they're making another BioShock. It doesn't have Ken Levine in it, but
I thought they were doing the System Shock 2. I thought they were remaking System Shock.
They are, but Ken Levine's also doing his own game that looks a lot like.
Okay. I'm in. Because that's all people could really do.
But then 2K is also making another BioShock. But
we have,
so
what?
All three of those things are true. So. But the name BioShock still holds a lot of weight.
It does.
Yeah, so I could see them pulling a BioShock. Yeah, that would be a smart third party get. Yeah, I could see that. So,
I want to see Microsoft lean into what they're good at, like pew pew shoo, shoo, view rooms. Like honestly, like more like lean like give me 20 minutes of just gunplay.
Yeah,
like do what you do best, like honestly, and then because then Game Pass will just continue doing what it does best by itself. You don't need Game Pass is almost its own machine at this point,
right?
Like, but if you're going to do something for yourselves, Microsoft, or for Microsoft Gamer rather, give me half an hour of Gears and Doom and just things blowing up. Like, they do what you do best.
Well, I'm going to close this out saying, first off, let us know what you want to see in Microsoft's event. 574-651-9256. Generally want to know. On the Activision deal, what I'll say is that I think the Activision deal should have never been a focal point in expanding Microsoft's library. It should have been a bonus, because you know, if they would have gotten Activision, they would have touted Call of Duty as their game They're not wrong. Mm-hmm. However, mm-hmm. it should never have been a focal point for them. And I think the absence of that could be a strong thing for them. It's going to focus them. They've got to believe in their IP and their studios more, and they have to rely on them more. I was not a huge fan of that deal. I understood it. I think that the reasons that it's been blocked are BS. However, I think it should be blocked, but not for the reasons that they said. but that's a very tricky thing because, yeah, that's worth another time. But yeah. Any final thoughts from you?
My hate of Microsoft comes purely from disappointment because I know what they're capable of. So I look forward to them showing off something extremely, extremely impressive. Because I know that they're capable of doing it. And I hope that the leadership over there at Microsoft doesn't lean too heavy into the, oh, well, we can't do this, so we'll just do this instead. Like, no, you can make games just as good as Nintendo and Sony. You just put some more oversight on it.
Right. And that's tough because then people say Microsoft is meddling. You know, you can't win no matter what. But I know what you're saying. Yeah. All right. That's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. I say it as a joke, but I also don't. It's going to be interesting. This could be the one. It could be the one. It's not going to be, is it?
but if not, it's next year.
It's always next year. We'll get them next year. Right, that's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. Let us know what you think. What's going to happen? 574-651-9256. GPopFans@gmail.com. If you want to write something out instead, totally get it. We'll read it on here. We'll talk about it. So in terms of the future of what games are going to be playing, I know this has been our theme this year of like, we're still here. Life happens. So we are playing as many games as we can. But we're still going to be playing some stuff. There's not a ton out that I'm dying to get to. Just other stuff I want to play. I do want to check out Coffee Talk episode 2. I actually really like that first one. I do want to check out Ghostwire Tokyo. I am currently playing that. We're going to talk about that at some point. Anything for you jumping out that you're looking forward to?
I can't stop playing Darkest Dungeon again. That was my game a long time ago.
Am I crazy or did they bring that back to the Game Pass?
Did it leave and come back? Because
it did. Yeah, so it definitely left at one point, but it is back on Game Pass. So
yeah, I'm playing a lot of that, and then I'm also playing a lot of random games. I have a lady friend over, and she just plays literally just random stuff. So I played the Hot Wheels Racer.
I saw you were playing that, and I actually heard that's pretty good. Maybe we'll throw that on the docket because I was curious about it.
It is it has some issues, but you can blow an hour in that game.
So I lied. So the one game I do really want to check out is Everspace 2. So I'm definitely going to install that. Whether we do an episode on it or not, I don't know. But we'll see. So we're still playing stuff. Thank you to those who have stuck around, having a good time with us. Thank you for everyone that wrote in, or the one person who wrote in. So, all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you on the other side of... Maybe we'll do a reactions episode. We'll see you on the other side of Microsoft's Summer Showcase.
Good day, sirs.